Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
Yep. So you want to talk about Survivor?
I mean,
this was kind of just an episode. Well, you're listening to Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, a Survivor podcast on the Night of the Living Geeks Network. Go to notlg.com and find other fantastic shows there. We're talking about Season 35, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers, because one versus isn't enough. This is Episode 2. I'm a Wild Banshee! So terrible. If you like this show, go to patreon.com/notlg and support the network. Go to iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, all that kind of thing. You know, I think it was Nick that said that he didn't like Joe's face, and I gotta agree. I think Joe is the fucking worst.
Yeah. Which one is he again?
He's the one who found the idol.
Okay.
Well, he didn't find the idol. The other guy found the idol.
Well, and found it for him.
To Joe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he literally found it in the sand and grabbed it.
Yeah.
But he found the clue.
He was gonna look for it on a raft.
Yeah. Oh my god, like, what a dumbass. I understand, like, if you couldn't figure out what the emblem meant, that's completely understandable. But to think that it's something that is not attached to the fucking ground, well, like, what sense would that make? It would be useless if the fucking, if the landmark could move.
Well, and there's, the map clearly shows the ocean, the little icon, yeah. Whatever you think it is, and then it says 5 feet away. But he proceeds from that to say, it's in the raft, it's in the raft, it's in, but it's not, it's 5 feet away from the raft, so just figure out where the raft was, no, and it's 5 feet away from there?
He was saying, like, it was in the water, but, like, what, no, it says, do you not know how to read a map? It showed one direction as the ocean, and then the arrow pointing a different direction. It's dumb.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what gets me most about Joe, is that he's walking around thinking he is and trying to be the master manipulator, but he's just doing a shitty job of it. You know? And, like, he's dumb, but he thinks he's so smart. And that's what bugs me so much. Like, he was dumb last episode thinking he was manipulating Mike. In this episode, we just see Mike chilling, not giving a fuck. And this episode, he thinks he's smart, like, manipulating Cole and saying that, oh, I might have to take Cole out. But Cole is like, eh, whatever. I know he has an idol now. Like, he's trying to be the master manipulator, but he's just being a dick and then opening himself up for manipulation on the flip side. Like, he's terrible. But what got me the most about Joe finding the idol is the first thing he says is, Mike doesn't have it. We're good. Like, Mike doesn't give a fuck. Nobody else in the tribe gives a fuck. The only person who gives a fuck that Mike doesn't have it is Joe.
Yeah.
After trying to argue that Mike definitely has it. And I'm annoyed that it means it's probably going to stick around longer.
Well, at least another episode.
Yeah. Speaking of dumb things, too, I think it's dumb anyway. Chrissy, at the beginning of the episode, said that she opted to keep the super idol to use it as a possible decoy in the future. And that's why she let Katrina go.
Well, I don't think that's why. But that is actually a good idea.
She came out and said that.
No, I know. I'm saying I don't think that's true. I'm saying it's not true as why she didn't use it. I'm saying, but that is actually a good idea to, now that she still has it. To, you know, they don't know that it can't be used anymore.
Yeah, I mean that's true. But I don't know. I think she said that she kept it because she wanted to keep it as a possible use for future decoy because she didn't see the positives of saving Katrina versus the positives of keeping it as a possible decoy for the future. I mean. On the one hand, using it means it's you and Katrina, and you kind of alienate yourself from the rest of the tribe. Sure. But the tribe's already alienating itself with Alan being fucking wackadoo.
She was already on the bottom. Like, what the hell does it matter?
Yeah, and she's like trying to cobble together a thing with two of the others to try and get... You could have had one and only needed one more. You know? And you could have got JP and Ashley on your side to be like, let's get rid of Alan because he's fucking crazy. And then you have four on two. And it's just... Yeah.
Like, the tribe's only six people. I mean, if you get rid of one of them, there's only four other people in your tribe. It's not that big a deal if you piss all of them off.
Yeah. You can wing it for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand. I mean, she's probably playing for after the mix-up or after the merge. like having it for when she's going to get with people, with the group that she might not necessarily know as well, or who might not know her as well either. I say you play for today and not tomorrow. You plan, you make good plans, but like don't sacrifice, don't let an ally go out on day one.
Right, it's like I think they're trying too hard, way too early, like every season now. Like you got, like you don't, like it's the third day. No one has strong alliances. You know, you're not gonna screw yourself if you switch your vote in the first frickin' vote. No one's gonna care.
Yeah, I mean the one that you do see that's not bad is Devin and Ryan, who are like tight allies apparently, and just don't make a big thing out of it. Don't make dumb, you know, like neither one of them's like running around trying to do dumb shit. Like,
yeah,
it's fine. You can make like what you need to do. Don't go like play the game. Find an ally. Talk strategy. Plan it out. Talk about contingency plans. Talk about if this, if that. Find a person. Find maybe two people if you're really trusting. But don't be Alan. Go out and do dumb shit. Don't be Chrissy and sacrifice your ally. Your one really good ally. Because now you know who's on the bottom? Chrissy. I mean, it could be Alan. But, like, if they do, like, this episode, they're like, well, we need to keep Patrick because, you know, we need strength. Like, if heroes lose again, and they're looking at, you know, 40-something-year-old mom versus professional NFL player,
right?
And they're thinking of keeping strength, I don't care how much I like you. You're gone.
I think we need to talk about Lauren versus Patrick. So basically, the whole thing boils down to Lauren is a really boring person and Patrick isn't.
No, they're both annoying.
What? He's still like, it's so stupid. Like, her reasoning was like, and they're all just like agreeing with her. He's unpredictable. Like, why? Because he's energetic? How does that make him unpredictable? You guys haven't had a vote yet. How do you know if he's unpredictable? The hell are you guys talking about? But every single one of them said to the camera that he's unpredictable. Where did that come from? Because he's weird? Give me a break.
I mean,
he's jumping around. Like, what's... Basically, she said, like, he's bad because he's young. Were actually her exact words, yes. I point out.
Yeah, because she's also terrible. I mean, I think that might be something we don't necessarily see on camera, because we kind of get a taste of that later on in Tribal, when he, like, lets something slip. I think that's more what it is that he's trying so hard to be the center of the party that he lets things slip, and then he says dumb stuff that he's not supposed to say. Which
so he's like Ty. You don't hate Ty.
Yeah, but Ty is adorable. This guy did annoy me. Like, being overreactive about the crab thing. Like there's a point where, sure, you can be afraid of crabs. That's no problem. You can be afraid of nature. Like, you can be afraid of these things. You can have this personality. But, like, it comes off as, like, trying really hard to be the center of attention. Which, I don't know. It's something that bugs me.
No. I don't think that... I don't know what the term for, you know, the crab phobia is. But if someone with arachnophobia picked up a pile of shit and there was a big-ass spider in it, they would lose their fucking mind.
But he didn't. Right? He went to pick up the crab himself. It's caburophobia.
Is that... Did you just look it up?
Yeah. Caburophobia.
See, but I don't know, because you didn't see what happened before that. It looked like he was just picking up a pile of shit and suddenly realized there was a crab in it.
But he continued to pick it up and, like, play with it and poke at it.
No, he didn't. The others picked it up. And, like, they, like, moved it towards him, and he ran away.
No. I remember him fucking around with it more. I remember him fucking... I don't know. Oh, he might also have ostraconophobia, which is general fear of shellfish overall. So, like, shrimp, oysters, crabs, and shrimp. And clams, and...
Shrimp twice, huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of shrimp out there, man.
But, you know, but even if that was what he was doing, good for him. He's trying to get over his fear. Why does that make him a douche? I don't follow your logic, sir.
It's the way he's doing it. He is an... Okay, if you're going to lay it out like that, maybe he's not doing anything wrong. But the way he's doing it did bug me. Just like the... like, something about... he wants his personality to be at 11 all the time. And when you're stuck out there with him, right? Like, if I'm near somebody who's at 11 and it bugs me, normally I can walk away. I can leave. Or if I'm stuck, like, in a meeting with them, in an hour, it's going to be over. On this island, no.
They can walk away. It's a big-ass island. Yeah, walk away, go do something else.
But then you have to walk back eventually. It's like you're living with the super annoying person that you hate. Eventually, you have to go home. Originally have to go back to camp.
Look, all right, my main problem with this is the way Lauren was talking about him. It was basically, she was like, no, this is serious business. You have to be serious all the time. Like, you're playing a game. Go fuck yourself. You're supposed to be having a good time. Okay? You're having a you're basically getting, you're on vacation where you have a chance to win $1 million. Like, what are you so serious about? Give me a break. You're playing a damn game. Lighten up.
You're playing it's a damn game for $1 million.
So you can't have fun while you're trying to win $1 million?
I mean, that goes back to what you're saying. Like, there are people that go out on the beach and they want to play the game day one. Like, I think they're playing the game really hardcore right now. And I think once they feel more comfortable or they've been there longer and don't have the same hangups they do right now, then maybe they can have fun. I don't think they're having fun right now. I don't think they're relaxing.
That's my point. They should be.
Yeah, but...
Okay, look, take Tony last season. You know what happens when you play too hard from day one? They vote you out immediately.
Sandra was playing hard from day one, too.
Not really. She was just kind of like, laying back on, like, you guys know you're my bitch.
That's its own kind of game. Walking around with a crown on your head.
Yeah. Sierra, too, last season. Like, the same thing happened, just her tribe didn't go to the first tribal council. But they're like, well, she's trying, so let's get her out of here.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. What does Nick have in the notes here? JP said a thing that frustrates me. Ashley and I aren't a power couple. We're not dating. We aren't hooking up. And he says, come on, dude. Men and women can vote together without fucking. Yeah, that's true. I mean, just because they're power couples, we've said before on the show, aren't just dude and chick. Like, you know, there's JT and Fishback, and there's Devin and Ryan. There's lots of power couples.
Yeah, but that is absolutely what they're implying with the word couple.
Yeah. Well, because the original
well, that's what they mean.
The original good power couple was Rab and Amber.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
You know, and they won.
So. Yeah, but I mean, Survivor has a thing where once you coin a term, that's the term for that setup moving forward. Like,
exactly.
Voting blocks. Stupid.
That's what I mean. In this game, power couple specifically means a man and a woman hooking up and running the game.
No, I think power couple just means two people, like... Voting with each other. Putting each other before the tribe.
No, that's not what it means.
I think it's what it means now.
No, that's my point. That's not what it means to anyone playing the game.
What do you call Devin and Ryan, who have their own little alliance, who will have their own little alliance inside of any other alliance?
I call them a strong alliance. It's not as obvious when it's two straight men. People don't go there, you know? They don't think like, oh, they're never going to vote each other.
Because, how do you know they're not fucking? Brian?
That's a good point, but God damn it.
I mean,
Robin never ruined it for anyone. Now, anytime, if there's ever a strong alliance between a man and a woman, they're going to get shut down immediately because everyone's going to assume, you know, because, like, if they're really, like, are, you know, dating or whatever, they're obviously definitely not going to vote each other out ever. Whereas on the other hand, you could see what the hell are their names? The guys who just said Devin and Ryan voting each other out if they have to.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm trying to think of other times. And it goes against people to have that preconceived notion, too. Like, during Millennials and Gen X, how there was the Triforce Alliance. It was Tay-Tay. Tay-Tay, Jay, and Michelle was the third one? Yeah. Right, but when they finally got a chance to vote one of those three out, they voted out Michelle, assuming that she was one part of the power couple. They didn't know which of the dudes was the power couple attached to Michelle, but what they didn't realize was that the main duo in that three-way alliance was actually Tay-Tay and Jay, and that Michelle was the add-on because she was pretty, but wasn't actually part of a power couple with either of them. So it does, like, that preconceived notion of it being a boy and a girl or a man and a woman, like, that does hurt you when you're trying to strategize against it. Like, I don't know that JP and Ashley are the ones that I were targeting if I were Alan. Like, Ben's kind of playing with both of them. I don't know. They obviously have the charisma, which I guess is the other part of power couple. Maybe JP and Ashley aren't planning on voting with each other. Maybe they aren't planning on playing the game that way. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because if they have charisma with each other, if they have chemistry with each other, then when it comes down to voting, you are not going to believe that one of them is going to vote for another. I mean, whether or not they are voting with each other, whether or not they are planning on voting each other out, it doesn't matter, because you don't believe that they will vote each other out. because you see their chemistry, you see them flirting or whatever with each other. So I mean,
yeah, like you're totally agreeing with me right now.
Yeah, but like you can also see chemistry between two dudes who are straight, Brian.
Yeah, but people won't. That's the point.
No, Brian, if you and I were out there playing Survivor together, they would see the chemistry between us when I flirt with you.
Well, probably. But
so what do you think of Simone now that she's gone?
Well, good, because that was my Deadpool choice.
I know, you won another bet. That's three bets in a row you've won now.
This is going to come out just like last year where I won because of the bet. I want to point out, if the Hustlers had happened to go to the first tribal council, I would have got the bonus points for being the actual first person.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway. I'm glad she's gone, because what an idiot. Oh, my God. Okay, so she's talking to the camera in a confessional, when she says, like, it's really hot out here, and there's no air conditioning. Now, I can completely understand if she was joking, but she was, like, 100% serious. Like, it never occurred to her when she signed up for the show that there wouldn't be any air conditioning.
I think the air conditioning was a joke. I think the it's hot out here was genuine. I think people watch it on TV and they think it's like, I don't know, like Hawaii in the winter, like 80 degrees, you know, like it doesn't necessarily look hot while you're watching it. And even if you know it's hot, even if you think it is hot, it's different to know it and different to be in it. Like, I think she was just realizing how screwed she was there. Like, it's really hot.
Like, you could tell with her tone of voice, she was fucking serious about the air conditioning.
I think she was in the moment. She was like, it's really hot out here, and there's no air conditioning, and I would fucking kill somebody for air conditioning right now. Like, I would kill Patrick anyway, but I would definitely kill him for air conditioning. I think that's kind of what she was going for. Nick in here says that she feels bad for Simone because the thing everyone's going to remember about her is that she finally pooped in the ocean.
That's true.
No, but what I remember, I forgot she did that until I read it in the notes. What I remember about her is gutting that fish, which I think was awesome. That she was A, not ever done it before, and B, like, she read how to do it before she came, like, watched YouTube videos and shit. And then she did it with the whole tribe, like, watching her and supporting her. Like, that was a neat moment. And I know then they voted her out, but that was a nice moment for her that she got. That wasn't just taking a dump in the ocean. I remember gutting the fish more than the dump in the ocean. But
I'll be honest, I wasn't thinking about that until you read his note just now.
I'm not sad she's gone, because she didn't really contribute anything. She's not strong and she's not smart. So
yeah, that was I don't remember who said it. It was like, well, she's bad at challenges and she's bad around camp.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, because I mean, we have the narrative, like, for some reason, pre-merge, pre-shuffle, whatever you want to say, all of the original tribes say we need to keep strength. Every time they go to tribal, they say we need to keep our strength so that we can win the challenges. But like, Patrick's annoying, so that gives you a counter-narrative, but when that argument comes up, you know it's going to be Simone, especially because Simone, like, was the one doing the puzzle and lost, so it's like, if you're not strong and you don't do the puzzle, you're kind of just boned. But that line came up a couple times, like, we need to keep our strength. Except, in this challenge, the team that won was the one that was furthest behind getting to the puzzle.
Yeah, the puzzle, like, was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Hustlers were way the hell ahead.
Like, we harp on this a lot here. But, like, it was really fucking apparent this time. And still they're like, no, we need to keep strength. No, you don't. You really don't. If she had just been halfway decent at the puzzle, it would have saved her. Because she could have been, no, it wouldn't have saved her. They still would have been dumb. But
there was a time, while they're doing the puzzle, Devin's like, Simone, you just stand aside and watch.
Yeah.
You're done.
I did like that moment. You can observe now or something like that. He said something along those lines. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Speaking of Devin, I like him even less now than I did watching his intro video thing.
Yeah?
But when he was flirting with, what was her name? What's the chick he's flirting with?
Ashley?
Allie? I don't know. Whatever her name is. It's not important. Whatever the hell her name is. He was talking to the camera about her. He was like, she's like really cute, but she's like 30 years old. She probably thinks I'm just some kid. I'm like, what? 30 years old? Like, what? 30-year-olds are so fucking old, man. I don't know how someone who's 30 can ever associate with someone in their 20s. Jesus.
Don't get so defensive. Just because you're in your 30s.
No, seriously, like the douchiest. He's like 25 or something. Give me a break.
Okay, no, Allie's 24. Who was it? Patrick, Devin, well, Allie.
Well, it's a blonde chick, so it definitely wasn't Simone. Allie. I mean, let's...
Who's on that tribe? Are we missing somebody on our list of people who are in the game?
I don't know, probably.
Because Ashley's on Heroes, and Devin's on Hustlers. And Hustlers is Ryan, Lauren, Simone, Allie, and Devin and Patrick. Yeah. Well, who are we missing? Let me see. Survivor Wiki. Help me. It's okay. Nick can edit this, or just post it directly and pretend that he edited it.
Yeah, he's done that.
Yeah. Devin, Allie, Lauren, Patrick, Ryan. Yeah. No, you sure that was Devin? That wasn't Cole?
Or maybe it was Cole. I don't know. Well, I think whatever. It was
Cole and Jessica or Cole and Rourke.
I don't know.
Some buff whoever dudes. Whoever it was. Probably on my team. Bag. I have the buff dudes.
See, and then I'm talking about that, and then, you know, apparently I'm like, I don't know, these young kids all look alike.
Damn kids, and they're making out. You're a fucking twit.
All right. Here's somebody I like, though, okay? I think I like Ben, because usually when he's huge, if you didn't notice. He's a very large person.
Yeah.
Usually when there's very large people, they're huge, you know, Braun tribe douchebags. Like a totally cool, normal person.
So I like far. That. I mean, this thing, there's a lot of people we don't really have a good grip on what they're like, because we haven't seen enough. Like, we haven't really seen much of the healer. I mean, we've seen the healer tribe, but mostly Joe. But have we... Rourke? I can't even tell you which one's Rourke and which one's Jessica.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Desi's out there, but yeah. She was the Miss something or other. Miss Virginia? Miss... I don't know. She was saying she won something. That's great.
Miss something.
Miss something or other.
Yeah. She's a fashion thing. Or, no, that's not a fashion model. What do you call them?
Beauty
She's a
queen?
Model, I guess. Yeah. There you go. Beauty queen. That's the, yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, but it's hard. I mean, we might just not have seen Ben's craziness yet.
Well, you know.
That's a
usually, great when they have Marines on here, they're fucking nut bars.
That is true.
You know?
Yeah. Usually, they're 100% ooh-rah all the time, or they're super rednecky. In a not positive way. I mean, I'm from a family of rednecks. I love rednecks. Rednecks are great. But sometimes rednecks ain't so good. I got a cousin who's not a very good redneck. He did not have nice things to say about Obama. Completely unrelated to anything about the man, other than...
Oh, that's like all my family in Missouri.
Yep. See, those rednecks that are not so great. But yeah, I mean, he might be a cool redneck. I don't know. That's a demographic that's real hard to tell. It's like a 50-50 toss-up that guy's going to be an asshole.
Yeah, well, he seems calm.
He seems really eager. I think mostly he seems really eager to work with his tribe and solidify a group. Like, they went out to the beach, and like, the first thing they did is it tried to be, like, Ben, JP, Ashley, and Alan. Like, he wanted to have a foursome right away. And
hey,
then...
Wait. Which tribe is that? I don't even know which, you know,
that's
which
the
ones
Heroes.
Are which.
Heroes.
Heroes.
It's right. Like, Ben wanted that, and now day two, Nick has it here, too, that he was, like, telling somebody, I wanted us to work from the start. And it's like, it's the second episode, bro. Like, he does seem eager to want to get a core group. But his tribe is just not. Because Alan's a fucking nut bar, and JP and Ashley are, like, hooking up with each other, so he'd just be, like, the odd man out in that group. And it's like, I feel for him, because he's got a good idea. Like, you're starting tribe, get a core group, stick with them as long as you can, circle back with that core group of people when you reshuffle the second time, shuffle back with them again, you know, reconnect with them, like, try to get a core group early, and solidify it and stick with it. Like, it's a wonderful idea, but his tribe is, like, the worst possible one for it that we've seen. Because even if you're on the healers, you just avoid Joe and you'd be fine. if you're on the Hustlers, you just avoid Patrick and you're fine. You can get a core group of four. It's not that hard. But man, them heroes, they ain't half it. see, Nick says Ashley has nice earrings. That's great.
Yeah, which one's she?
I don't know. And JP's girl.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't know what she looks like at all.
Well, I do now. I can see her now. I got it.
Yeah.
Kind of short.
Yeah. What did you think of how they're hiding the owls this year? How they're like drawing a clue on the tree?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Especially because they put it next to something that people are going to go to all the time.
I mean,
yeah, it was at the water. That's my point.
It's a good idea, but I don't know that it's functionally different from putting a clue somewhere, like hiding a clue and then hiding it.
Like, well, it would have been if he didn't figure out, you know, cut the clue off the tree, so no one knows it was there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure, and that's something I'm willing to bet will come up later on. Do you want to bet that somebody will leave the map and it will matter? Let's put it in here. Map forgetfulness. I'm gonna say somebody will forget. Yeah, the middle English way. I'm gonna say yes, somebody will forget about the map, and it will matter.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I'll be against it.
All right, and then we'll have Nick decide later.
See tweet what it. I mean? I want tweet it. How do we count if it matters? You know,
like if you leave the map up and somebody else finds it, like if somebody forgets the map and then they like move tribes, that shit didn't matter. If they leave the map and nobody else finds it, that shit didn't matter. Like, it'll be a judgment call, but I'm pretty sure you'll be able to.
Okay. But I mean, like, what if somebody, somebody leaves the map and the other and somebody else finds it and follows it and goes, shit, the idol's not here. Someone else has it, but nothing comes out of that, you know? Like,
no, how do we count that? That matters because then somebody knows that the idol was already taken. That'll matter.
Or they just think they're bad at maps, you know? If they figure out that the idol is not there because they found it.
We'll just say if they forget to wipe the map and somebody else finds it.
Well, that's too easy. I don't like that.
Okay. Well, I don't
want to say no then if that's
we'll leave it as it is and we'll evaluate it if it ever comes up. We could go the rest of the season and this bet will never matter. we'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. I don't know this gimmick for hiding idols is going to matter. I think my favorite, though, that I remember is when they hid them during the challenges.
Yeah, that was nice.
Because whether or not, I don't think that ever mattered. I don't think anybody ever saw another person taking the idol. Like, nobody ever caught somebody grabbing the idol during a challenge. But when you were watching the challenge, it made the whole thing that much more suspenseful.
But someone did notice Michaela not taking the idol.
That's right. And that mattered. I mean, like
that mattered a lot.
Yeah, well, and the whole time you're watching, because that challenge was great, because not only was that a nice turn, but the whole time you're watching, you're like, God, you like stretch, like, Michaela, for God's fucking sake, look around. Like, yeah. The whole time you're like screaming at Michaela and trying to watch the challenge, which is an interesting challenge to boot. And then fucking Sarah sees it and you're like, oh my God, like it was a great, you got suspense the whole time. And then there's a turn, like, that to me just feels so much more suspenseful and interesting and fun than like, oh good, they put a map on the tree instead of putting a map on a scroll. Like before, they would have just drawn that map on a piece of paper and then hid it in a hollowed out part of tree, which could have been almost the exact same place. Like, I don't see how it's that different, and it doesn't really, I think, add to the suspense of the show. And I'm not going, oh, they found it, yay, you know. I would like if they just randomly put it like in the middle of the fire in the morning. So, like, just if you wake up and happen to be walking by camp and you just see it there, like, just grab it, but then somebody's gonna be like, what the fuck did you put your hand near the fire for? I would like if they just left the actual idol, not even a clue, but the actual idol just laying around camp.
Oh, I want them to lay it, like, right next to the fire, like, at the bottom, you know. I mean, then it would probably be too hot to grab it, but, you know.
Ooh, or, you know what else would be great? Is if you have them coming back from like a reward challenge or something, and you just have it on a staff on the beach.
Right.
So when they land, you have the moment of, do I make the mad dash and grab it? Or do we do the whole, like, we're going to use this for quote unquote for us kind of a move. Like this is meaning I was for the tribe. Cause people try to do that every once in a while. Like, I think that'd be fun. Like, just make it like it's here. I'm just putting it on the table. Look at it. Like,
yeah.
I think that'd be really fun.
Well, I like that one where they hit it like on the, you know, there was like a gateway to the tribe, and then like there was like a piece sticking on the front of it.
Yeah,
and that was the idol.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun too. I don't know. I just like when there's suspense around having to grab the idol. I mean, burying it in the dirt, kind of close to a landmark, is risky, but you can find it. You'd be fine.
Well, especially as there was two of them, one of them could look to see if anyone was coming.
Yeah.
Except they weren't doing that because they're dumb. But, you know, they could have.
Well, because Joe's dumb and Cole doesn't give a fuck because he's not the one getting it. So right. If Joe gets caught, what does he care? He'd just be like, yeah, I just came around the corner and saw this asshole too. Fuck this guy.
Who caught the lobster? That was JP, right?
Yeah. Who apparently doesn't talk to anybody.
If I was out there and, like, somebody came back with a lobster, I'd be like, you're my best friend. I'm never voting you out.
But what do you eat it with? There's no, like, butter sauce, no spices. It's just lobster.
Dude, I don't give a shit. You don't have to do anything to it. I don't do anything. I go to Red Lobster, there's just the tail sitting there, and I eat it. I don't put anything on it.
You don't take it out of the shell?
Well, I mean, yes. I take it out of the, you know, the...
Damn, I was going to be really impressed for a second there, Brian. Do they have a never-ending lobster fest, or is it just never-ending shrimp?
Well, I think if they have never-ending lobster, it would be like unbelievably expensive. Yeah.
Dude, if they did never-ending crab, I'd be there in a minute.
I just get the ultimate feast. That's all I know.
I mean, people like lobster, but I am a crab guy.
Oh, crab's way better.
Oh, man.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, you get smaller pieces of meat out of it, sure, but...
Tastes way better.
Yeah. And I like cracking open the crab. It's satisfying. I'm like, was that your leg? Fuck that thing. It's great.
Do you actually use the little thing they give you? I don't. I just break it with my hand.
Yeah, no, I'm a monster. My favorite experience eating crab, though, was I was in Seattle at the market, Pike's Place Market, I think it's called. And so crab, you have to cook crab before you ship it because it spoils too quickly, which is why all crab you see is pink in the store, but crab actually in the wild is like gray. So you can just buy it from the store or buy it from the market and just eat it. So we're at Pike's Place and I bought crab and I was like, I'm not going to wait to take this back to the apartment. So I was just walking around the market eating cold crab, just like grabbing the leg out of the bag, cracking it open and sucking it out. That was a good crab, man.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do a free plug for if you ever go to Maryland, go to Nantucket Reef. And get their crab cakes. That was, without question, the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, yeah, man. Crab cakes in New England? Fuck yeah.
That was spectacular.
Yeah, dude. All right. Anyway, well, I'm having a fantasy thinking about that. So do you want to talk about fantasy?
All right.
Segway. All right. So we had a couple bets on the table. We had the Deadpool bet, which is each of us picks a player. The first person whose player gets voted out wins 3 points. I had picked Lauren because she seemed like the worst. On her on her video where she's like, I don't like playing nice. Okay. Nick picked Joe because Joe has an ugly face. And Nick, I agree with you. And Joe is an asshole. But unfortunately, the healers haven't lost shit yet. Brian, you picked Simone. Why did you pick Simone again?
Oh, because she specifically said in her video that she's going to be really bossy. She wasn't at all, though.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you picked Simone, though, and Simone's gone. So you win the 3 points from the Deadpool. We have the drop your buffs bet, which is we each pick a week, and if that's the week when Jeff says drop your buffs, then you win points. But that's not here yet. And we got the bet we just made, the map forgetfulness, and we'll recap that next week. It's fine. You heard that. You're here already at this point in the podcast, so you heard that conversation. So I don't need to recap that now. Brian, you got 3 points from that bet. You got 3 from Patrick, 1 from Desi, and 1 from Christy, which gives you 8 points on the week, adding to your 15 from last week. So you have 23 after the first two episodes, which is nuts. Usually you get like 5 an episode, but you have fucking 23 already somehow. I got 1 from JP, 1 from Colton, 3 from Devin. That's 5 added onto my 13 from last week, giving me 18, which is respectable this early, but certainly not 23. Nick has a normal score. You got 3 from Allie, 1 from Mike, 1 from Rourke this week, added onto his 7 from last week, so he has 12. So we got Brian with 23, me with 18, and Nick with 12. If you want to know how we score the stuff, go to... OutWitOutPlayOutCast.com. On the left, there's a button that says Fantasy Rules, and it has all the scoring stuff breaking down there. It's fun. Try it. Do it with your friends. It's good times. But yeah, Brian, you're in the lead, so you're going to get the pick list. Nick didn't send me anything for ad drops, so I'm guessing he's happy with Rourke, Mike, and Allie. I have JP Cole and Devin, so I'm next up on the waivers. I don't think I want to drop any of them. JP, I think, isn't as good of a player as Ben. But I don't really see a need to add Ben right now. I've got Cole, who is buff. I like buff dudes. And I got Devin, who's buff, and I like buff dudes. So I'm going to keep Cole and Devin because they're buff. JP, JP just... The thing that we hear other people say at the Heroes Camp is that JP just doesn't talk. JP just goes out and catches lobster and comes back. Which, I mean, I guess if you're going to be Aussie, that gets you to the merge, but I'll have to drop him around then. I'll have to drop him, though, before there's nothing but crap left on the waiver wire. I'm going to play that right, but I'm good with JP for now. What about you? You got Patrick, Desi, and Chrissy. Anybody you want to drop?
I mean, I feel like I should drop Chrissy and pick up the guy who has an idol, but, you know.
I mean, that's how Nick won in the past. That's how he won season 33.
But I don't want to. I would want to pick up another hero because I like the way, like, so long as my person doesn't get voted out, I'm definitely getting points for, you know, tribal council.
Yeah, because you get bonus points for if you have a player who goes to tribal council but survives. Because you get extra points for playing with fire, and in this game, fire is life.
So, but then again, so I feel like next time it's the healer's turn to lose, and Desi is sure as hell not going to be on the bottom. So,
yeah,
I think I'm just going to stay where I am. If it makes you feel any better about like all the bets I'm winning, I'm definitely not going to winning the drop your buff bet.
So. Yeah, they're not shuffling up next week.
No, mine's five.
Oh, yours is five?
That's not going to happen.
Oh, they're not shuffling up next week, so I might win with four. I don't know. Desi might be on the bottom.
No, she's not. Did you watch the next week thing? Is that how you know? Because I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I watched it. There's nothing. Usually they'll kind of drop a hint on the next week thing, but they didn't, so I'm guessing it's going to be four.
Yeah,
so the heroes is Desi, Cole, Rourke, Mike, Jessica, and Joe. Well, Joe has an idol, so he's not going to leave. Mike, I think, is likable. I mean, Joe says that he thinks Mike is a threat, but actually starting to like him. So if the guy who targeted you in 1 week is your friend the next week, I think Mike's likable and he'll be fine. Yeah. Cole's strong, so they're going to be like, oh, we need to keep the tribe strong, keep the buff dude. And Desi's buff, but maybe Rourke and Jessica do a thing. I don't know. She might be on the bottom over there and just not know it. We don't know. That's the thing. We haven't seen enough of the healers to say. See, if I were you, I'd have dropped Patrick like a bad habit. Oof.
No, he's fine. Anyway, you know how I know he's fine? Everybody's like, maybe we should do this other thing. And they do that all the time. But no one, I mean, only Simone voted for him. So, you know, he's fine.
Well, and very rarely is somebody like the almost target or the target one episode and then actually voted out the following episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Very rarely.
Usually they get no votes for like 3 weeks after that.
Yeah.
What I was going to say something. Damn it! Oh, about Mike. I feel like Mike's going to be one of those people where, like, he doesn't really have to make any moves. Everybody just goes, like, yeah, he's likable. We'll keep him around. Why not? Because he'll follow us, you know. And then they'll start getting towards the end, and then everybody will be like, oh, shit. Everyone likes him. We need to get rid of him quick.
Yeah, and at that point, he's going to need to have an idol, or he's going to need to win a challenge.
Yeah. See? And then that's when they do the shit that's, like, super endurance that the people everyone thinks are bad at challenges always win.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, that could be Mike's narrative this season. All right. Well, we good? We good? I think we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a pretty straightforward episode, even though we talked for a long time about it. Because, Brian, you and I like talking together. I mean, when Nick's here, he likes to run this like a tight ship, but I don't give a fuck. We can banter. Yes. Well, we're done. Right? We're done?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. What do we say at the end of the show? I forget. See you in hell?
Yeah.
Like enough before you head back to camp?
Well, okay, fine.
Cool, calm, and collective? I'm going to go with that one.
As a matter of fact, the way we end each episode is by saying, I love you. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.